time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Fort Sutfield House, for JV boys competition between the Worthing Kilborn.
They don't have a last.
No idea. And the Fort Recovery Indians. And Chase, this is going to be a pretty special night here in honor with the whole Alzheimer's disease and trying to find a cure for it.
Yeah, it's a good thing they got going tonight, and it's good to see a good crowd and people come in to see this matchup.
Starting for the Indians, number 4, Regan Martin, number 5, Gavin Toby, number 10, Ryan Post, number 15, Brian Benn, and number 23, Ian Holman. Chase, you got the stars for Worthington Kilborn.
Number 4, Jack Hale, number 11, Carter Hayes, 13, Brandon Kim, 14, Tyler Spurlock, and number 24, Blake Gardner.
So we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back for the start here in 2 minutes.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're back here for Sight Field House. Going over the starters. Here, about to start. This team is a little taller than us, Chase, I'd have to say.
Yeah, about the same.
Yes, sir.
A little older than us, though.
Yeah.
They're all sophomores, and we're all freshmen except for one, so.
And tip off about to here. And we're off. Gavin Toe gets tip. Gives over the Ryan Post. Ryan has it. Gives over.
Can't hear you.
You cannot hear me.
Barely.
Martin over to Toby in the corner. Toby will drive. Dish out to Brian Benn. Brian Benn will give it to the corner. Regan Martin. Regan will drive baseline. Find Gavin Toby on a cut. Up. And no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Over to Ian Homan for three. Wow. Off. No good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Up and good. 2-point basket. Gavin Toby.
Good job. The Indians getting a couple offensive rebounds there. Getting another chance at easy baskets. Spurlock has it on the right wing. Guarded by Ian Homan. Gives it up top to Kim. Kim will get a ball screen. He'll drive left through the lane. Up and good. Nice move by Kim.
And Worthington Kilmore in a man-to-man zone. Or man-to-man press. Gavin Toby has it. Gavin Toby loses it, gets over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post back to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will get into Brian Benn, loses it, and will stay with the Indians. That's not a great pass there by Gavin Toby. 2-2 our score here in the fourth. 6-1 left here in the first. Regan Martin going to inbound it for the Indians. Gets into Ryan Post up to the top of key. Gavin Toby in there. Up, and no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan will bring it all the way back out. Top of the key. Regan gets it to Brian Penn. At the free throw line. Will drive. Pull up. Whoa. Not a great shot, okay. But good. So makes the score 4-2.
Hale has in the corner. He'll shoot a three off one pass, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Worthington Kilborn.
And the offender. Worthington Kilborn, what?
Hale inbounding.
24. Gardner shoots a three from the right wing. Contested. He drains it.
Gavin Toby has it. Gives it over to Regan Martin. Regan will give it up to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will give it over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn will get it. Nope. Stolen away.
Gardner has it down the court. All the way right side of the lane. He puts it up and gets fouled and one. So this pressure by Worthington Kilborn is really getting the Indians there. You don't look comfortable.
And Coach Irvington, if you want to take a timeout, we'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here. Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Score 7-4. Worthington Kilborn on top. Oh. 5:16 left here in the first quarter. Number 24, Gardner, will go to the line and shoot another.
We found out the nickname, Reese. They're the Wolves. Worthington Kilborn Wolves.
Interesting.
Gardner at the line. Puts it up and good.
Gavin Toby will inbound
8-4.
It. And
Indians are down.
And it'll be 5 seconds tall. So we'll go back to the Wolves.
Number 10 inbounds. Albin out to Gardner for another three. And that ball go over the backboard, and Gavin Toby gets it.
Gavin Toby will be fouled by number 11, Carter Hass. So Regan Martin will inbound on. He gets into Ryan Post. Ryan Post in the corner. Ryan Post gives it back over to Regan Martin. Regan will bring it back out, give it over to the right side, Brian Benn. Brian Benn will give it up top to Regan Martin. Regan will drive.
Good move.
Good move. Up and good. Makes the score 8-6. Indians still down 2.
Gardner will bring it up for the Wolves. Guarded by Brian Benn. Gardner now over to Albin. Albin up top to Hayes. Now over to back to Albin. He dribbles up top. Now picks up his dribble. Over to Gardner on the right wing. Gardner dribble around the arc. Over to Albin. Albin gets the ball screen. Dribbles left. Now finds Hayes on the roll. Now kicks out to Hale for three at the top, and it's good.
Gavin who unbound it. Gets into Regan Martin. They're saying that press they got. Gavin Toby has it. Gives up to.
Look up.
And picks it up. Hands off to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive. Dish out to Brian Benn. Brian up at 8
yes,
footer.
Sir.
Up and good. Makes the score 11-8.
Feed the big fella. Stay on it. Gardner pushes it up to Alvin. Alvin on the left wing. He looks inside. Nothing there. Over to Gardner at the top. Gardner gets a ball screen on Brian Benn. Now drives baseline, but they'll get a foul on Brian Benn. Just got to move his feet there. Yep. Alvin will inbound it under his own basket. 11-8, your score. Indians down 3. Alvin gets it into Hayes. He pitches it to Gardner. Gardner thinks about a 3. He kicks it over to Spurlock. Spurlock will get it deflected and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves.
What is Adam Byram wearing?
Holy cow. I'm not sure what he's trying to pull off there. Alvin has it for 3 at the top, and it's good.
He Holman gives it.
Where thinks Kilborn can shoot it? They fit a couple threes and about 3 different guys.
Ryan Post has it. Ryan Post will drive.
Finish
up and good. Makes a score 10-14, and he's still trailing.
What is
Gardner
that?
Brings it up for the Wolves. Lonzo Ball jersey. Alvin has it over to Hale. Hale shoot a 3 in the corner, and it goes again. This team can really shoot, but we're only down 7 somehow.
Ian Holman gives in to Regan Martin. Regan will drive, give it up
good.
To Ian Holman. Gives
good.
The Miley Dilworth for an easy right-hand layup up and good. 17-12 our score.
Gardner brings it back up for Worthington Kilborn. Now pushes it up to Spurlock. Back to Gardner from the top. Off the back, no good. Rebound to Benn.
Benn will give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will dribble up. 17-12 or score here in the fourth. 2:30 left here in the first. Remind is Odie and home until Dilworth bounces geez. Off his head. Out of bounds. Going back to the Wolves. Gavin Toby checking in for Brian Benn.
Alvin will trigger it in for Worthington Kilborn. He gets it into Mecklenburg. Indians in a 2-2-1 press. Now, Bean has it, gives it over to Spurlock from the right wing, and it goes again. Another 3 for the Wolves.
Ian Holman gives 0-2 Gavin Toby. Toby will dribble it, go get it to Regan Martin. Regan will drive baseline, dish out to Dilworth. Dilworth will bring it back up top to Ian Holman. Holman over to the right side, Ryan Post. Ryan Post up 4-3.
That a boy. Good.
Makes our
Ryan, Ryan get a little cocky over there. Staring down his defender. I like it. Now Bean has it on the right wing. He dribbles up top, guarded by Martin. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Spurlock has it on the top of the key. Now swings it over to Alvin. Alvin has it on the left wing. Now back to Spurlock. He'll shoot the 3. And it is good. Why are we in a 2-3 zone?
I don't know.
I mean, they've hit probably 7 threes already.
Gavin Toby gets into Ian Holman.
No
back
joke.
Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive. They show up to Riley Dilworth up and good. I thought he was going to be short.
We're figuring out their press, and we're getting easy layups on the other end. We'll probably see him get out of it here soon.
Yeah.
Spurlock has it on the right wing. Guarded by Ryan Post. Now over to Mecklenburg. He dribbles across, gets a ball screen. Now dribbles a baseline, puts it up. No good. Rebounded Riley Dilworth.
Riley will dribble. Give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will give it up to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will drive. Pulled by 8-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Riley Dilworth. Riley over to Ian. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post up for 3.
Ian's good on it. Mecklenburg has it on top. Now swings it to a wide open Alvin from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Bean. Bean gets it stolen by Regan Martin. He's taking it the other way, all the way to the hoop, and good.
3-point basket, Regan Martin.
And we got Mecklenburg pushes it up to Spurlock. Now swings it to Bean. Bean in the corner this time, and good. Wow.
Look at this score. We are on pace for 100 points in a JV game. Ryan Pogost has it.
And we'll get blocked.
That's a good call. That boy, Ron.
26-22 our score here. In the first quarter, 4 seconds left here.
4 seconds left. Indians trail 26-22. Ian Homan will get it into Ryan Post. He's got 2 seconds. He puts up a running three. No good.
So we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back right after this for the second quarter.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Reed.
And we're back here.
Never mind.
Holy.
Those ones are all done.
You're wet.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Are we on?
Yeah. 26-22 our score. Darren Jeffers just now joined us. Just
got here. Thank you, Reese. I'm back, guys.
Easy on your voice. That's loud.
It is. This mic is so loud. I bet. Yeah, there we go. That's a little better.
So a high-scoring... Now I can't hear myself. High-scoring first quarter, 26-22. The Wolves will inbound it to Mecklenburg. Mecklenburg guarded by Russell Gale. Mecklenburg gives it to Bean in the corner. Now swings it to...
him.
Yep, number 10 has it on the top. Over to Bean. Bean drives middle, now kicks out to Mecklenburg. He'll shoot a three, and good. This is incredible. This is incredible.
Gavin Toby gets into...
This looks like the Warriors Bean team.
Brian Bean will throw it over to Gavin Toby. Out of bounds.
Yeah, me and Darren were playing a NBA game last night. He's the Warriors, I'm the Cavs. I can't stop a three from Kevin Durant.
From anybody.
Bean has it for the Wolves. Now swings it over to Albin. Albin will clear out. He dribbling around the key. Now over to Bean off the double screen. Up and shorts. No good. He does not pull his off. That looks bad.
They all got him rolled up to their thighs.
Gavin Toby inbounds it.
I think it's going to be 5 seconds.
And we'll get it again. 5 seconds again.
I'm sorry, but that should never happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
So the Wolves get Bane to trigger it in. Or Worthington Kilbourne gets it in to 35, who's not on the roster. That's why I couldn't find it earlier. Mecklenburg has it now. Gets a ball screen from 35. Over to Albin. Now kicks it to number 12. Dorginio, he misses. Rebounded for recovery.
Gavin Toby gets in to Ryan Post, and we'll be over and back. Ian Holm about to check back in for the Indians. For Gavin Toby. 29-22 our score here in the fourth.
Albin inbound it for the Wolves. Gets it to Mecklenburg in the backcourt. Guarded by Russell Gale. Mecklenburg swings it over to Bean at the top. Bean will swing it to, I can't say this, Dorginio. Now Albin has it for three. Good. I'm just going to say good every time it goes up because this is...
Regan Martin up the in home and loses
it. We got to be better.
And Ryan up.
We are.
Ryan
Post. We can't handle
so careless with the ball right now.
Go over to Russell Gale to the left side. Regan Martin. Regan will fire up a
terrible
long
shot.
Three up. No good.
Terrible
rebounded
shot.
By Russell Gale. Russell over to Ryan Post. Into nope. Stolen. Nope. Kicked.
We were figuring out their press at the end of the first quarter, and we're getting easy layups, and now we're just panicking and throwing it wherever we want. I mean,
Yeah, I don't understand. We did a great job in the first quarter, like you said.
Yep, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back to your first set fieldhouse. 32-22 our score here in the second quarter. 5:17 left and one shot. Chase, this has been an incredible three-point shooting team, I'd have to
Looks
say.
Like they went to Chase Brendan Darian Shepherd shooting clinic because they are putting on a show. 32 points already. I mean, this is sometimes the final score of games, and it's 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I agree.
And you just got to do a better job getting out on their shooters, closing out harder, and they got to break this press because it's really eating them up lately.
Yeah, you break this press, you're getting layups like we did in the first quarter. Riley Dilworth had two easy layups.
That's how we were keeping up with them. I mean,
yeah, so find a way, and let's get back to it.
Freaking Marwin get over to Russell Gale in the corner. Back up the top key, you know, on the left side post to the left corner.
Yeah, I can't hear you, buddy.
Martin over to Ryan Post, up 4-3, and good.
Talk louder, he can't hear you. Mecklenburg brings it up for the Wolves, guarded by Russell Gale. He drives, kicks to 35. 35 drives and passes it to no one. In between two of his defenders, he'll turn it over to the Indians.
Oh, he tossed up to Jason Seifert up in the stands.
Yeah, he was open, man.
He was open.
Regan Martin gives it to Ryan Post.
All right, clear out and go.
Ryan Post will
that's a foul.
Break the press and give it out to Regan Martin. Regan will drive middle, pull up a shot. No,
ooh,
rebounded
foul.
By the Wolves.
That's not a foul.
Yeah, it was.
Wrong.
Sardinia gets it, hands it out to 35. 35's not on the roster, so I'm just going to continue saying 35. Mecklenburg has it, pressured by Russell Gale. He'll get a ball screen. Oh, that's weak. They called an offensive foul, illegal screen, but it didn't even affect Russell Gale. He's guarding him the whole time.
I don't see the foul, but we'll take it. That's why you're in the stands, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Not for long.
Regan Martin gives it over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. Gives the top of key, Regan Martin. Regan will give it over to Ian Holm and back to Regan.
Shoot it.
Over to Ryan Post.
He
Ryan
will.
Post will fire up a three up, no good short.
Flat. Rebounded by Souter. Swings it over to Bean. Bean has it on the right wing, guarded by Dylan Evers. Swings it over to Johnny. Sardinio, sorry. He'll drive and get fouled, so he'll shoot two.
I was so mad, Darren. We were looking to find to the hoop. I wanted to go see Bol Bol play.
Dude, I did too. And Justin Arnes and Andre Gordon are facing off tonight.
Tomorrow.
Was it tomorrow?
It's Sunday. Yeah, tomorrow.
I think it's tonight.
We just looked at the schedule like when we were.
We're going tomorrow.
I have baseball Bruce practice. Can't.
Not no more. Change of plans, Coach Cal. If you're listening, we got business trip to Kettering Arena.
Sorry that they weren't shooting two free throws. They were taking it out underneath. So Kim will inbound to Sardinio. He dribbles around the arc. Now picks up his dribble over to Mecklenburg. Mecklenburg in the corner skips it over to Souter. Souter swings it to Kim. Kim will pick up his dribble. Now gives it over to Sardinio. He's in the left corner. Now kicks it up top to Kim. Kim clears out, guarded by Gavin Toby. Kim will look around. Now gives it up top to Souter. Souter will hold the ball up top and hand it back off to Kim. Kim backs it out. Now gives it over to Souter. He has it on the top. Now swings it over to Kim on the left wing. He'll drive middle all the way to the hoop. And up, no good. Rebounded Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers gives it to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive baseline and will be a foul on the floor. Foul will be on number 5, Jimmy Souter. His first, team's fourth.
Woodsy should be here, doesn't he? He coaches for... Can he coach baseball for Kilbourne?
I have no clue.
Woodsy.
Dustin Woods.
Mr. Woods.
Dustin Woods.
I thought he was at Fairlawn.
He is, but he coaches baseball here. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it is. But
Ryan Post.
Jelly.
Who?
Jelly. Did I see a shot?
Ryan Post to go to line shooting two.
Ryan Post at the line. He'll put up his first one and no good. Off the back rim.
Eyes it. Flies it. Doinks it. No good.
32-25 your score. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Ryan Post will put up his second one. Off the back again. No good. Tipped out of bounds and it'll go to Worthington Kilbourne.
32-25 and he's still trim.
Kim brings it up for the Wolves. Now gives it over to Bob. I don't even know. Back over to Hale. Hale drives on Gale. Backs it out. Now swings it over to Kim on the right wing.
Wow.
Finds a wide open cutting. Abahazi. Look at that name. But he shoots a wide open layup, so Indians get the ball.
Adam Toby has it.
We'll give it up.
Go away, and it's going to be a charge.
Good call, out of control. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
Regan Martin about to check back in for the Indians.
In for Ian Homan. And Brian Bent checking in for Dylan Evers. Wolves on down.
2:35.
Byron's going crazy over there in the student section.
I don't know what the heck
he's
wearing.
He sticks out like a sore thumb. Kim has it. Swings it over to Hale. Hale will shoot a three. No good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a fork every ball.
Regan Martin will inbound it. Into Ryan Post. Ryan Post having trouble. Double team. It'll be a jump ball, and it will stay with the Indians. Regan will inbound it again for the Indians. They're staying their man-to-man press. Regan Martin gets into Ryan Post. Ryan Post will take all the way up to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby over to Brian Ben on a cut up. No good. Wolves come up with it. They're going.
Gardner brings it down the left side of the court. And we'll have a foul on Russell Gale. That's his first. Team six. Abahazi will trigger it in for Kilbourne. He gets it in to Kim. Kim has it at the top of the key. Now swings it over to Gardner. Wide open left wing three. No good. Rebounded.
Oh, my God.
That is a horrible call, Ron. But we will take it.
Ronnie, come on, buddy.
All right, off Reagan's fans.
Oh, I think he got a little something in the eye.
Yep.
Because he ain't that bad.
Regan will get into Gavin Toby. Back to Martin. Martin will bring it up. Regan has it. Gives over the top of key. Toby over left side. Gale. Gale will shoot, is trying to get into Ben. Gives over to Regan. Regan will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Kim has it. He'll push it up the middle of the floor. Floor pushes it up to Gardner. Gardner now drives baseline. He puts up a layup. No good. Rebounded Brian Ben. Good defense by the Indians there.
Up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive.
That's a charge.
Man, that's another charge.
It is. I mean, we got... Yeah. We're just flying in there out of control.
And number 21, Brandon Ben, in for number 24.
Lake Place is filling up quick.
We've only given up 8 points this quarter, but we can't score. We've had three. We have 3 points this quarter.
Some guy kicks it.
And Regan Martin just made a nice tackle.
Kim shoots a long three from the top. No good. Rebounded by Bean. Goodness Bean backs gracious. It out from the corner. He'll shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves. He kicks it out to Hale. Hale will shoot a three this time. No good. Rebounded Bean. That is three offensive rebounds we just gave up and got lucky because this team doesn't miss three threes in a row too often.
Mm-mm.
Bob Bean will get fouled, so he'll go to the line shooting two. Bean will put up his first one, and it is good. 35-25 your score. Indians just have looked pretty sloppy here in the second quarter, just not getting any good looks at the rim.
Yep.
Bean puts up a second one. Short, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Toby will be fouled by number 33, Abahazi.
Abahazi.
And Regan Martin will inbound it. He will get it into Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will give it back to Regan Martin. Back to Gavin Toby. Russell Gale. Russell will drive. Dish over to Brian Ben. Brian will put it up. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Hayes will take it the other way and get fouled by Indians Regan Martin.
Max is in the building. I love Max. He looks good.
No.
First one up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Gives over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will, has it? We'll drive the shot to Regan Martin. Martin will get a screen by Ryan Post. Bring it back up top. 41 seconds here left in the second quarter. Brian Post will get it into Brian Benn. Brian will turn around, pull the 15-footer up.
Get in there.
Up and good.
Up and in.
Go ball.
Brian Benn, get this man the ball. Get him down the left side of the floor. Over to Bean. For Lock Hazard. He'll shoot a three. And long rebound goes to Bean, saves it, but right to Regan Martin, and he'll get fouled. So Indians are in a 1-1. Should be shooting 1-1. Come on, Regan, you gotta shoot, buddy. There you go. Chance to cut this to 6 if he makes both of these.
Bean home and checking in for Gavin Toby. Regan Martin. I don't know what the heck we're waiting on.
Running.
Regan will fire up first. And good. So he'll second. Cuts it down to 7.
Hey, there's Coach Kalp in the building. I think he heard us, Reese.
It's not Coach Kalp. It's my travel team.
No.
Regan Martin's second one up and good.
Sorry.
Kim gets it down, pushes it down the middle of the court. 10 seconds left. He'll swing it to a wide open.
Why do we leave him open? Oh, my yikes.
He airballed it, so.
Ryan Post has it.
4 seconds. He's got time. Push it. Swing it.
No, Ian Holman.
Oh, my. Long three, no good. 35-29. It's halftime here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Halftime, 35-29 our score. Alongside me, Chase Brims, Darian Sheffer. Darian's up to talk to his grandma and grandpa, but that's okay. So, Chase, I mean, more than you can kill board. Looks like me, you, and Darian out on the floor just checking up.
Yep.
Not you.
Yep.
Or Darian.
No, but we did a lot better job on them second quarter. We held them to only 9 points that quarter, so compared to the 26 they put up in the first. But we didn't do a very good job scoring in the second quarter either, so we find ourselves down 6. And
which is not too bad after, if you were listening, how many threes they made, and then we broke that press so many times, and just nobody really scored here in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was like we started off turning the ball over and looking like that. We were really struggling with that, but then we looked like we knew what we were doing, and we were getting easy layups against the press, and then came out the second quarter and just looked like we've never seen a press in our life and could not score off of it. But we're only down 6, so it's anyone's game.
Yep, so we're going to take one more break and be back with the start of the second half here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here. Forsyth Fieldhouse. 35.9 score here in the halftime show, whatever you want to call it.
What?
You see what Nick was wearing? I can barely hear myself. See what Nick was wearing?
No.
He's like wearing like swim trunks with like orange like leggings on.
I don't know what the theme is here tonight.
Get crazy or something like that.
Really?
Yep. And leading scorer for the Indians so far, and Ryan Post has 11. He made a few threes and chased.
He got hot early, but
yeah, you like how he kind of
he stared down his. I mean, he was feeling it, but Indians really haven't gotten shots since. I mean. They only had 7 points in that second quarter and just not many shot attempts. That's really struggling with that press, but I really think if we can just run our press offense and make nice passes and limit our dribbling, we're going to get layups against this team. And
we should do just fine like
we did.
And
if they're not hitting, I think we should win. I mean,
yeah, they ain't really hitting them.
They're a skilled team, but we shut down their threes and just make good passes against this press. I mean, we have a good chance to win.
Yep, so we're going to take one more quick timeout here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio and the second half following, so stay tuned.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse.
Getting ready for your second half. 35-29.
Alongside me, Chase Bruns and Darren Sheffer, if he ever gets back over here. I don't see him anymore, so I bet he's heading over here. 35-29 our score here, and
going to be the third. Think Kilburn ball to start out. 14 Spurlock will take out for the Wolves. He gets it to Kim. Kim will walk it up. Now gives it over to Spurlock on the right wing. He looks inside. Now swings it over to Hale. Hale will enter it into Gardner. Back to Hale. Hale swings it to Spurlock. Now around three-point arc to Kim. Kim gives it back to Spurlock. Spurlock will take a ball screen. Dribbles right around in for an easy right-hand layup.
Yep. So Ray Marlin bound it for the Indians. gets into Gavin Toby up. And 2-on-2, Gavin Toby has it. And we'll bring it back out to Regan Martin. Regan will get into Brian Bim. Brian Bim will give it into
Boy
and puts it up.
You got to get it inside to him.
Yep.
Gardner pushes up and stolen by Regan Martin. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Indian ball.
Yep.
Good job by Regan Martin. Get his hands on it. Calls a turnover.
Indians down 6.
Chance to cut into this lead.
Regan Martin. Pull him down it. We'll get into Ryan Post. Ryan has it. Takes into Post. Gives over to Russell Gale. Back
hit it.
Ryan Post. Ryan Post up 4-3. Up
yep.
And good. Makes her score 37-34.
Kim has it. Indians in 1-2-2. Three-court press. Now...
Don't
fall back to the 2-3 zone. Gardner in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Spurlock. He'll get it stripped, and Brian Bin gets it. He's on the stolen. It'll be the Wolves have it. Kim with the wide open three from the left wing. Off front rim. No good. Rebounded Russell Gale.
Russell bring it up. Go past all the defenders. Throw up a wild shot. No good.
Rebounded by Hale. He'll push it up to Kim on the left side. Kim crosses over middle, now back to Hale. Hale shoots the three. Long way off. Rebounded Regan Martin.
Regan. 37-34 score. 5:16 left here in the third. Gives over to Ryan Post. It's screened by Brian Bim. Ryan Post pulls up a three.
Yeah.
Good. Ties her up.
Give him the ball. Ties it up. Kim gives it to Spurlock. Spurlock swings it to Gardner. He drives baseline. Now kicks it out to Hale. Hale will shoot the three. He's not scared to shoot, and he makes it.
And Coach Irvington is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back to the Brookside Fieldhouse. 40-37 our score. Indians have the ball after a three-point basket by the Wolves. Regan Martin has it. Gives in to Ryan Post. Back to Regan Martin. Wolves are staying in this man-to-man press. Regan Martin gets across that court. Gives it to left side Toby. Toby has it. Gives it over to Regan Martin. Into Brian Bin. Brian Bin on cut to Russell Gale. Up and will be fouled. Go to the line. Shooting two. Russell Gale will throw up the first one. Up, no good.
Indians, when they get into Ben at the high post, usually good things happen. So that's how Gale got to line.
Gale will throw up a second. Up and good. Makes their score 38-40. Indians down 2.
Gardner has it against this three-quarters court press by the Indians. Over to Hale. Hale gives it back to Gardner. He has it on the top. Now swings it to Spurlock. Spurlock will drive baseline. Now kicks it out to Kim. Kim will swing it around to Hale. Now over to Gardner. Gardner goes baseline. He skips it over to Kim. Kim thinks about a three. Now swings it to Spurlock. He drives baseline. Now back out to Kim. Kim gets it high post to Hayes. Hayes will kick it out to Gardner. He'll step back for a three. No good. Rebounded by Hayes of the Wolves. And now Kim gets a wide open three off the back. No good. We'll let him shoot all day. Rebounded on the ground. And we have a jump ball. It'll stay with Worthington Kilbourne.
Looks like Ian Holman about to check back in for the innings for Russell Gale. 38 our score, 3:56 left here in the third.
Kim the inbound under his own basket. He's got to get it in. He finds Gardner. He drives middle now, dumps it off to Spurlock. He'll shoot it from the short
nice
corner
pass.
And puts it up and good.
Real nice pass.
42-38 your score.
Regan Martin has it.
Classic Darren carries it. Come on.
I honestly thought he stayed on top of the ball there.
Yeah, it just looked bad.
Coach Hubbard is in the building.
Legend.
Seventh grade boys coach, junior high.
Indians, three quarters court, 1-2-2 press, and Mecklenburg will shoot a wide open three from the top. Coach. Rebound, will have a foul on
Coach Hubbard.
Kim of the Wolves. And the ball will go over to the Indians.
Regan Martin will inbound it.
We'll get it into Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will
go hard to the rim and throw up a shot. No good. It's a rebound by the Wolves. They'll bring it hard back their way. Kim all the way, coast to coast, will be fouled. Foul will be on number Regan Martin. I'm not sure what foul. His second team's first.
Kim will go to the line and shoot two. His first one's up and good. Dylan Evers checks in for Brian Benn. Wolves lead by 5 here in the third quarter. 3:25 left. Kim will get a second one. He puts it up and off the back. No good. Rebounded, fought for, and came up with by Darginio. He puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Now kicks it out to Gardner. Gardner will shoot the three from the top. Off the back. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves again. Kim underneath. Now kicks it out to Gardner. He wants another three. He'll put it up and no good again. Regan Martin gets the rebound.
Regan will give it up to Ian Holman. Ian will find.
Come on. Nope.
And it'll be a foul on number 24.
Gardner.
Regan Martin went about it. We'll get it into Dylan Evers. Dylan bring it back up top. Is it over to Ryan Post?
Shoot it.
Eat check.
Shoot it.
Ryan Post will drive to the right side. Kim Gardner. He'll drive middle, pull up. No good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Darginio will push it all the way up the floor to number 5, Souter. He puts it up. No good. Rebounded Gavin Toby.
Wolves stay in the press. Gavin Toby gives it over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post double team, breaks it, and gives it up to Ian Holm. And Ian Holm will fire up a long three. Up no good.
Darginio the rebound, but he'll get fouled. It'll go on number 10, Ryan Post.
His third team second. Russell Gale checking in for Gavin Toby.
Gardner will trigger it in for Worthington Kilbourne. He gets it into Kim. Kim will walk it up. Indians man to man. Kim gives it over to Mecklenburg inside Darginia, wide open from the elbow, off the back, no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin.
Regan?
He'll slow it down.
Yep.
Need some help because they're trapping, so.
Ryan Post will get her across, lose it, get back to Regan Martin over back to her.
This is sloppy as crap.
Yep. Ryan Post, top of the key. Has it. Goes over to the right side. Ryan Post will drive. Baseline. Put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Ryan. Ryan will put another shot up. No good. And a foul will apparently be on the floor.
What is he complaining about?
Who?
Coach O.
What is he saying?
He wants a foul. He wants Ryan shooting 2 free throws.
No.
I know.
He's got to finish underneath.
Yep. Regan Martin will inbound it. Get into Russell Gale.
He got a foul.
Gale drive baseline, dish out to Brian Benn. Brian Benn up.
Money.
No good. Rebound by Ian Holman. in over to Russell Gale. Back to Ian Holman. Ian Holman got him. Gives the pump fake. Gives it over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn will make a move up and good.
Left hand, I think so.
Okay.
Mecklenburg has it and gives it over to Gardner. Gardner has it on the top. Now over to Mecklenburg. He'll shoot the three from the right wing. Off the back, no good. Rebounded Indians. Now the Wolves are struggling, so
Ronnie has it.
Can't remember the last time they hit a three.
And
Ronnie making that call from way over there.
Reaching foul against Gardenio.
North. Gavin Toby checking back in for Dylan Evers. 43-40. Regan Martin gives in to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive, dish over to Regan. Regan loses it on the floor.
Gotta be stronger with the ball.
Yep.
Gardner comes away with it. He pushes it down the court and gives it over to Mecklenburg on the right, left side. He'll kick it out to Albin. He'll shoot the three. No good. And out to Mecklenburg. He'll shoot the three. I mean, they just shot.
Hand down, man down. You got to just know where the shooters are right there.
Yep, and he's one of them.
Yep, Regan gives it over to Ian Hillman. Ian Hillman will bring it to the middle, gives it over to the right side. Gavin Toby, Toby will drive, and will be fouled. He's a foul on Mecklenburg.
Yep.
It's a pretty good JV team.
Yeah, it is.
You know what your age these kids all are?
They're all like sophomores.
Sophomores, so they should
Brian
be good.
Brian Benn has it. Throws up a three. It's unbelievable.
The big fella can score inside and he can stretch it out to the outside. He drains a three.
Okay, Brian.
Gardner has it. Gets two ball screens. He'll now swing it over to Mecklenburg. Deep three. Bottom. Nope. Off the backboard. Brian Benn struggles for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. And
Gavin
it'll be
Toby just
ball.
Went over top three people and then didn't call. Anybody else see that?
I didn't. Regan will inbound it. 10 seconds left. Russell Gale has it.
Bring it up. Quick. Give it up. Give it up.
And Russell hit Regan Martin.
Gosh, dang it.
We had a shooter in the corner.
Mecklenburg with a wide open layup to end it. Just a killer. I mean, you have 5 seconds and you think you're going to have the last shot and you just give it to them and they have a wide open layup on the other end. Gives them a 5-point lead. End of the third quarter. We'll take a break and be back after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced-air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here. Fort Sight Field House, 48.
Yes, we need to.
43 our score.
$20 a game.
And we're about to start the fourth quarter. Wolves will have it first. Nope. They changed it.
Come on. We need you.
Indians will now have it.
48-43, your score.
Regan Martin will inbound it. Get it into Brian Benn.
That's trouble.
Don't want to throw him back.
Yep.
What?
So we'll go back to the Indians on the over and back. Regan Martin will inbound it. Regan will get into.
We got to be smarter with these passes. I mean, we're just throwing it to him.
Yeah, I don't know what we are doing. Ooh, come
Mecklenburg
here.
Mecklenburg from the corner. No good. He is not afraid to shoot. I bet he shot 15 threes.
What did they just call?
Foul on Brian Benn.
Jeepers, creepers.
Why don't we have a scoring right up there?
I know. That's been driving me nuts all
game.
Oh,
it is right on this side.
Who's in charge of this scoreboard?
Calvin? They're the same, but I don't know.
There's two different controls.
Really?
Yeah. Al has one and Jerry has one.
Well, one's the scoring and one's the middle stats. Gardner at the line. He puts up his first one and good.
Sydney and Versailles play at 1:15 tomorrow. We hitting the road?
Nope. Not worth it. 49-43 your score. Gardner with the second one. It's good. 50-43.
Regan Martin will give in to Ryan Post. Right. Ryan Post will give over to good. Regan Martin. Regan good. Will. Regan Martin has it.
Let's get it inside to Ben.
Will Galway to their side of the court. Gives up top
what are
to
we doing?
Gavin Toby. Toby will drive dish out to Regan Martin. Regan over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive middle. Walk. Yep. And
up top. Man, that football ref.
What just happened there, Reese?
Traveled.
Gardner has it. He drills up the right side. Now pushes it to Mecklenburg. Back to Gardner. Back to Mecklenburg. He'll shoot the three from the corner. No good. Rebound to Ben. We gotta get some buckets here.
Yep, and Regan Martin has it. Gets in.
We cannot just leave the ball against this. They're trapping every time, and we just run down the court. I mean, this is so sloppy.
That's going our way. That's on them. Thank you.
And Ian Holman checking in.
We can't have our guys just going down and leaving the ball. They're trapping the guy that brings it up every time.
You know,
and we're just throwing it away.
Back in for Brian Benn.
Why do we want him stepping the ball?
He should be way down here.
Yes.
Brian Post to go line. Shoot 1-1. 43-50 our score here in the fourth. 5:54 left here in the fourth. Brian Post.
Big free throws here.
Let's throw up first.
Way off.
Way long. And Regan Martin comes up with it. Gives it over to Ryan Post.
That's a foul. Come on.
And the Wolves take it their way.
Alvin will put it in for a layup after a turnover again.
Ian Holman
and
has
another turnover.
Right
Alvin has
the
it
Wolves.
For another layup. So that's the game. I mean, they just took it. That's a 4+ point swing. I mean, we're just throwing it to them. We'll take a break.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here. Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians trailing by 11 off a 4-point swing. Or just bad turnovers by the Indians. On the fourth and Indians now, Regan Martin, Ryan Post, Russell Gale, Ian Holman, and Gavin Toby. Regan Martin will inbound it for the Indians.
Why is Byram not dancing? This is so long.
Yeah, all right, let's run two up and get a layup.
And Regan Martin will get in to Ian Holman. Ian Holman.
Get them all, please. Yep. Thank you, Ronnie. Me and him got the same mind.
And you know, we'll go line, shoot 1-1. So, like I said, 54-43 our score. Indians down. Ian Holman stepping to the line.
First one up. No good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Two front ends we missed. Gardner brings it up for the Wolves. He swings it over to Albin. Albin has it on the left wing. They're going to be patient now. They swing it to Mecklenburg. He swings it to Gardner. Gardner will drive right all the way to the rim.
Should have been an and one.
Should have been an and one.
Gavin just tomahawked him across the head.
Regan Martin inbounds it to Ian Holman. Back over to Regan Martin. Regan will lose.
He can't reach across his whole body.
I know, but we got to get it. He's just letting the ball.
He's just letting the ball. Back to Regan.
Hit one.
Ryan Post will fire up a long three up and good.
He is 20.
And he's shooting well, but we're just turning it over. We don't get a chance to score. Gardner will get it poked out of bounds by Russell Gale.
They're letting him play.
Yeah, they are, because Russell Gale just killed him. Albin will take it out for Kilborn. Gets in to Gardner up top. Swings it to D'Arginio. Tipped away over to number 31, who's not on the roster either. Mecklenburg out for three in the left wing, and good. Why are we letting him shoot? That's the one guy that can...
That's the right call.
What'd they call?
Whoever Regan threw it into, they threw it right back to him as he was still standing out of bounds. Caught him out of bounds.
I'm confused. They gave it back to the inbounder and he was out of bounds?
Yes.
Not sure how that happens.
It's just bad basketball.
Wolves inbound. Up to 31, over to D'Arginio. Swings to Albin, back to D'Arginio. Up to Gardner. He has it on the top. Wolves up 13. Ball over to Mecklenburg. He dribbles around. He's at 31. Swings it over to Albin. Albin has it in the corner. Now over to 31. Back over to Albin. Albin skips it to...
Travel.
D'Arginio. He kicks it out to Mecklenburg. And he'll back it back out. Over to Albin. Albin has it at the top. He swings it to D'Arginio. Back to Albin at top. Guarded by Ryan Post. Albin gets the ball screen, drives, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves.
Brian Benn checking back in for Ian Holman.
I'm not sure why these varsity officials have not went to go get ready yet.
We're having like a...
It's the least of my worries.
They're having something in between games for...
How long?
I have no clue.
Gotta get home for lunch. Kicked out to D'Arginio. He'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Benn. What a rebound.
Gavin Toby comes
get
over
rid of the ball. Look up.
He's dribbling higher in his head.
Ryan Post.
He's
Ryan
hit
Post.
One. Golly, I would have went nuts.
Rebounded by Gardner. Gardner will take it up himself. Now over to...
He did up.
31. He shoots from the short corner. No good. Rebounded Benn. Benn gives it to Ryan Post. Ryan will dribble up the right side of the floor.
Give it up.
Now gives it up to Russell. Oh, tries to, but out of his reach, it'll go out of bounds.
I know we were having a boxing match here.
Boxing match.
Dylan Wiggy has boxing gloves on.
He said the theme's like, let's get crazy or something. So he's ready to throw down.
Why wouldn't you?
D'Arginio has it inside to Mecklenburg. Mecklenburg finds a cutting Albin, but...
He just ate the D on Indians.
Ball goes out of bounds.
Regan Martin will inbound it. And we'll get it to...
No, there it is. Holy cow.
Brian Benn. Oh, yep. And Brian Benn will hit Ryan Post on cut. Ryan will dish over to Gavin Toby, and that's a foul. Killed. Yep.
He doesn't think he fouled him. That is the probably most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
He looked at China. He said, I didn't touch him.
He said, I blocked him. That's what he said. But he just took Gavin Toby's arm off. So he'll get to the line.
Old Terry Twaits, that's my boy.
Gavin, at the line. First one up. Good. Makes her score 59-47. High scoring JV game here. Gavin Toby, second one up. No good.
We got to make our free throws. It'd be a decent game if we can make our free throws. Gardner brings it up. Breaks the press, and he'll back it out. Now swings it over to Albin. Albin up top, 231. He traveled. He drives down the left side of the lane, out to Albin, 4-3.
and no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Don't even ask me. Tell me you want to foul.
Thank you. I mean, they're just all over.
Yes.
It's that same guy who didn't think he fouled him earlier.
That's what happens when you show up an official.
Yep, and they have. We're in the double bonus, so we gotta make some.
We have been for an hour.
Really?
Next
we can make our free throws.
Yeah.
Ryan Post will go line shooting too.
Big Ross Holman, welcome to the building. Hey there, big guy. Just bought a brand new truck. That baby looks nice and shiny.
I seen that.
I'd keep that baby off the roads right now, though, because a little salt and snow and slush.
Yeah.
Get a little gross on the old new truck.
Ryan Post his first one up and good. Makes her score 59-48, 2:32 left here in the fourth. Ryan Post will get a second.
Student body being addressed over there. What's going on?
We missed another free throw.
Why does
rebounded?
I wonder why Chuck has to be over there.
He's important.
What are they doing?
I have no clue.
Probably talking about what they have to do for pizza in between games. Said student section gets free pizza.
Yep.
What's the deal? I want pizza.
I want a little piece of pizza. Oh, Ram will hook us up, man.
Yep. We get what's left. Dean has it.
I hope
it
not.
Over to Gardner. Gardner splits the double team, and we'll get an and one. So that makes it 61-48.
Now Darren's going to be munching on some popcorn now, man.
It's all right. We don't need to know that. Gardner at the line. And it's up and good. 62-48. 2.5 to go.
Regan gets into Ryan Post. Ryan presses half court, gives it, will drive, pull up, no good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
D'Arginio. He gives it over to Kim. Kim will walk it up. And he's guarded by Ryan Post. Now hands it off to Bean. Bean has it on the top. Swings it around to Hale. Hale swings it back to D'Arginio and gives it back to Hale. Hale gives it over to Gardner. He'll drive baseline right around Brian Benn. Up and good.
Brian Regan Martin gives it to Ryan Post. 1:49 left here in the fourth. Brian Post will get screened by Brian Benn. Give it back to him. Loses it.
So Kim takes it the other way and puts it up and good. I don't want to know how many turnovers we've not even turnovers, just how many times we've just threw it to him. I mean, weak passes. Just
Gavin Toby will drive baseline. Give back up to Regan Martin. Regan will give it to
Gavin will shoot it from the corner.
Yep. Up, no good.
No idea why.
I mean, we're down 16, so I don't know if it.
Guess we had a timeout call. We'll be back right after this here on a 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here for the site fieldhouse. I'm at 15 left in the fourth quarter, 66-48. Kim has it. Kim will dribble around, guarded by Kobe Wendell. Kim gives it over to
Spurlock, who gives it over to Kim. Kim gives it to Bean at the top, over to Kim. Kim on the left wing. Guarded by Kobe Wendell. He's got a minute left. Indians down 6-18. Over to Hale for a long three. Airballed. Rebounded by Bean of Kilbourne. Now back out to Kim. Kim will drive around the three-point arc. Now pick up his dribble over to Spurlock. Spurlock has it in the corner. Up to number 11, Hayes, and they ain't done. They're shooting threes, so they made another one. 69-48.
Kobe Wendell has it. Still has it. We'll get over to Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld back out to Wendell. Over to
Carson Rammel.
Carson Rammel, my bad. Dylan Evers fires up a long shot. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Kim has it. He'll bring it up with 10 seconds, and that should do it. I wouldn't be surprised if they shot it, though. It is the fourth quarter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't they're still trying to score. They want more. That'll do it. 69-48. And the Indians lose a tough one. So we'll be back after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Microphone to me. We are just getting to Coach Al Souter here. The family is down on the floor here. Eventually, they'll present him the banner. Looks like they're going to have a video shown, and things are going to go here. So. I think for right now, since most of this is going to be video and a lot of it you won't be able to hear, we may go away from this. And a lot of it is just going to be a very brief presentation of the banner and a lot of video and other things. So we'll see how this goes. Feely's saying that they're turning the lights down so you can see, and then the lights where he is are off, and then the print, the font is very small. So we'll see how this goes. We may not have much of this that you'll be able to hear very well.
standing ovation for Kate Stoddard. Obviously well deserved. There's a welcome back to Tom Sauter and another standing ovation for him. Athletic Association presenting DVDs and some other things to the family, and very honored to have the head of the OHSAA here.
And they,
again, they. You're listening in the archives later, and if you were here, you saw a very nice video put together by Curtis Gruby. You got to see some of the highlights, and Harold is talking to Tom Sauter right now.
So much for what you've meant to our family.
This is what it's supposed to be like. This is what I remember growing up. Leaning over that rail in the old gym, sitting there with Joe Toby. Dad hopping at us, making us sit back. Going over to the gym on Sundays, opening the curtains, because he wouldn't let us turn the lights on because we didn't want to waste the school's electricity. You guys, and I just told these guys, the old guys always took care of the young guys. They always taught the young guys how to do it. Jack Albers just said to me, there's no secret to why Mercer County has won all these state championships. Because it's the people. It's the people that are in the community. It's the people holding the young people accountable. Thank you for holding me accountable. Pops, we love you. Thanks for holding a lot of us accountable. Full recovery. And that's a nice sound. When people ask me where I'm from, I don't hesitate, because it's a nice place to be from. Thank you all so much.
They presented him the one of the game balls for tonight, plus the banner that hung here for over 40 years for the 1971 state basketball championship. Very nice ceremony, and this is there's no admission fee for the game tonight, and they are taking donations for the Longest Day, a charity that's set up for research and care and so forth for Alzheimer's. So if you're not at the game and you do want to donate to this cause, I'm sure all you have to do is write a check out, make it out to the Longest Day, and mail it to Fort Recovery High School. I do not know the post office box number, but if you mail it to Fort Recovery High School, I am sure the post office will try to get that to them. Or you can send it to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, and we will be sure that it will get to the Longest Day charity. So, again, If you're interested in doing that, you can send that to Fort Recovery High School. Make sure you write the check out to the longest day, and they will get that in with the rest of it. I haven't been out in the lobby for a little bit, but both entries had big containers with a lot of cash and checks in it. So I think this is going to be a very successful event. Win, lose, draw, it's just a really good experience. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be back with the post or the pregame show very shortly. Be back in just a couple of minutes.